Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
I'm very excited about this. I think this segment is action-packed with all the goodness we've come to know and love. Let's start with Rod Marinelli talking about Tristan Hill. He's, of course, their top draft pick. And, you know, we've talked about the depth of this defensive line. Here's Marinelli talking about Hill.
He got to go. And the trains are leaving. He's the caboose right now. Get up front. And, no, he's learning, you know, just how to hydrate and all that stuff. And our pace and tempo is fast, more than most people. So he's going to get a good job of that. He did a nice job today.
So just rookie growing pains there?
Oh, heck yeah, okay. Which we love, you know, and he's tough and keep it going. Okay, we just got to harden him up.
Phrasing.
Rod's ready for you.
All right.
He responded today. I mean, he came back after that.
Yeah, he should. Yeah. You know, I expect every man to respond, you know, and he's part of the group, and that's what the group's going to do. And the group holds a high standard, so that's really good.
All right, it is an interesting voice there as well. But let's not the type of immediate feedback you want to hear about your first pick. Obviously not a first-round pick, but I don't want to hear he's the caboose. Everyone's getting going, and he's the caboose. Okay, so he's not ready. Well, but he's working real hard on being hydrated.
No, he's got to learn how to be hydrated.
Oh, he's got to learn how to be hydrated.
So what you do, Tristan, is open your mouth and then we pour water in.
I was going to say my 8-year-old daughter needs to learn how to be hydrated as well. And so I don't know that this is a good start. This isn't really what I was wanting to hear. Doesn't mean it's going to be a bad ending.
No.
It just means that when I hear this, I start thinking, you know, maybe Tristan Hill can contribute at the end of the year.
Pardon him up.
Know what? Stop it, Rod. You know what really disturbs me is the chatter about him at college. So he lost his starting gig at college, and then you go, well, what are some of the reasons why you'd lose your starting gig? Well, because you don't know how to drink water. I don't know. Like, nah. It's college. If you're good enough to be a high draft pick of the Cowboys, you shouldn't lose your starting gig. Well, we blamed it all on, well, new coaching staff came in, and boy, were they jerks. But now he's learning how to not be last in line and trying to figure out how to keep water in his body. Really? That's not good.
4 days in. Okay.
Hold on.
I was going to say.
They couldn't have taught him how to drink water during OTAs?
I think he just had cramps one day. He's fine.
Dude, you don't think Marinelli brought that up on purpose?
Yeah, it's probably like it would be preferable that you are not having cramps and having to leave practice.
Meal.
On a cart. So that would be preferable, but that's probably why he brought it up, because he's a rookie. I think if it was someone else, he probably wouldn't have said anything.
Well,
because you got to harden him up, and that's what you got to do. You got to do a little bit of this on the air. Well, he's the caboose, and then he said, just kidding. He's just kidding.
Oh.
You know, Rod took it easy. You know, Rod spent a night in a hotel with Tristan on his 21st birthday. They were in the same hotel together all night long.
Drinking water.
I know, and that's why Rod needs to be the most patient with him, because this is Rod's pick.
Yes.
Oh, I'm disappointed that
in and drinking up water. But it's Caboose right now, and we feel like you know that if he starts doing some sit-ups and drinks some Gatorade later in the year, he's going to be just fine.
Well, do you have high hopes for him, Rod?
I just feel that, I got to have high hopes because I barged in the draft room, started breathing on everyone, and I said, you got to take this guy. And, they took him. And so I feel like if you just give him some time and put some Gatorade in a baby bottle and you swallow him up and you just hold his giant humongous baby body in the baby barn, and you can milk him back into being healthy.
Okay, hold on, Rod. Hold on, Rod. I don't want you to milk him, but that is an interesting segue because we had Tank Lawrence on the show yesterday. So think about everything that Rod was just saying there, and then let's just spring Tristan Hill into the conversation with Tank and see what his response was. We were asking him, Rod is known for giving out nicknames. Rod, what are some of the nicknames you've given to players in the past?
Well, I got it. I called the one guy Golden Cock. That's what I called him. It was because he was, it was the rooster that got us all going, the golden child, the chosen one. I called one guy the omelet, and because I like omelets. I called one guy the coffee maker, so I want to make the coffee.
Okay, hold on, catch your breath, Rod. We'll get back to you. Let's listen to what happened. When we had Tank Lawrence on the show yesterday and asked him about Tristan Hill and maybe the nickname that Rod might have for him.
I call him Pooh Bear.
Okay. You call him Pooh Bear?
Yeah, he looked like a fat Winnie the Pooh. With dreads.
That's all I'm going to be able to think about whenever I see him
Pooh Bear. Yeah, that's Pooh Bear, man.
He thinks he's a fat Winnie the Pooh with dreads.
I call him Pooh Bear. I mean,
hold on. The defensive coordinator says, man, hopefully he'll learn how to get hydrated. The star and leader of the defense said he's a fat Winnie the Pooh with dreads. Things are not going well early for Tristan Hill.
I want him to buddy up with Taco because I feel like they can form an alliance.
I don't want people to see them in the same light.
Those are the two guys, again, early. This is a bad thing to say, but I saw it on the field. Those are the two guys who are usually off to themselves. A little bit.
That's a bad sign.
Tristan's got to take time to get in there. And Crawford and Tank haven't been doing things, and they were kind of together talking to each other. Yeah. So Tristan's probably not going to be hanging out with them the whole time. So while that may be an unfair thing to say, I did at least see it a couple times out there in the field. I'm not saying he didn't have friends or anything like that. What happened at Central Florida had everything to do with the coaching staff that came in and tried to change the way that he was playing, and it didn't jive well. And
he might not have been hydrated for what they wanted to do with him.
Being in shape might be a part of it.
So that's what I'm saying. I'm saying I was totally riding with the idea of, okay, it seems unlikely that a guy worthy of that pick would lose his role, but I understand, new scheme and all this stuff, and maybe coaches have their preferences, and obviously the Cowboys, what was the name of the coach that went to Nebraska that was there previously? Is it
Scott Frost?
Thank you. Frost had him and vouched for him. And all right, that's good. Due diligence. I'm on board with all that.
And the new DC at Central Florida did not get along.
So he gets here, though.
Mm-hmm.
And then doesn't that start making you think differently about the narrative? He's a fat Pooh Bear with dreads that can't keep water in his body.
That's you
I
saying
I call him Pooh Bear.
That's Tank Lawrence saying it.
Okay.
And then before
so you said that.
Tank Lawrence said it before.
Okay, Tank Lawrence said it.
And then before, Rod was the one who passively aggressively denoted that he has a hard time staying hydrated.
I mean, I'm hearing a lot of Willie Calhoun here, it's like there's some tough love, some hazing, some hey man.
That was Rod Marinelli's version of the asthma field is over there.
Yeah.
That's what that was, which is the great Jimmy Johnson line, which in a pre-Me Too, you could be horrible like that.
Oh, we love it. My guys aren't in shape. We love it. He's a caboose.
Hold on, Coach. I just want you to get some rest. It's hot out here. Hold on. Okay, everybody needs good friends in this world, and KT found an amazing story that your buddy that's dropping F-bombs nonstop is going to end up being your best friend.
This works for me.
This is a scientific study. This was on. Hold on, Gator. I guess is this Life Hack? Yeah, Life Hack is offering this up, but it says that according to a study that was a collaborative team effort with a university in the Netherlands, mm-hmm. Hong Kong University of Science and Technology, as well as Stanford and Cambridge. They were all involved in the study. Potty-mouthed people tend to have lower deception levels and higher integrity at a personal as well as societal level.
Damn right.
Reason being, if they want to, you know, if you want to start going, all right, that's just a wild theory. But the reason being is that the study indicates that people who will just let off a string of obscenities tend to be less likely to harm themselves or others when under pressure. They swear more to de-stress, and this makes them more honest and dependable than a person who does it.
Oh, so it's like a pressure valve.
Exactly. Exactly. It says, since swearing is basically an honest representation of one's feelings, people who swear more are likely to be honest, so they make better friends.
Now, did you and I write this?
We should have.
I mean, this is... I feel like we...
I don't give an F.
I feel like, and I think, KT, you'll back this... Mm-hmm. Do Skin and I cuss more than anyone you've ever been around?
Yeah, and in fact, well, I mean, I cuss a lot too, though. So I think it all works.
I've never heard him cuss.
I've never heard you
cuss.
I don't
trust him for 1 second.
No, you say
let have.
Yeah, like fart's not a cuss word. But you
two and Sean cuss more than probably anyone else at the station. I do think I'm in the boat, though.
Yeah, you're a cuss.
Where there's a banana boat of cussing and a banana butt of cussing.
I'm in on that.
Yeah. It'd be us three and Sean for sure. And I don't think it's very close.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think that's accurate.
Our show curses more than the other shows.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. You know who cusses the most of anyone, though? Pat Doney.
God.
That guy is a sailor.
So much racist humor.
So tatted up.
That's actually not
true at all.
Because some people take that stuff seriously. Yeah, that was a joke. He would never for a second utter that.
And the joke is that
he's the sweetest man alive.
Pat Doney is the sweetest man alive and would never cuss. I seriously have been around him quite a lot. We all have, and I've never heard him say a cuss word. So he would be at the opposite end.
Yeah, I don't trust him one bit.
So according to this study, untrustworthy, and because he's not letting off that steam.
Yeah. No.
So, he's bottling it up.
He's bottling it up and is more likely to harm people.
Yeah. Wow.
So your buddy that's in there firing off cuss words, that's a good buddy. You can get in the bunker with him, man. He's going to be real with you.
The study said, keep in mind that swearing at somebody does hurt their feelings, and in no way should one start swearing and behaving badly just because science says certain things.
Oh, I disagree. But, always do what science says.
But that would also be disingenuous because you'd be going, oh, really? It makes me more trustworthy? Well, I'm going to start cussing where I didn't before.
Yeah. I would say I think Skin's cuss game has gone downhill, though.
And because of radio?
I think there's a direct correlation between how he's gotten better at golf. Because Skin, to me, some of the Olympic-level cussing that I've seen out of Skin has come when he's golfing. Like, we'll be at Windstar golfing, and you'll hear cuss word combinations that you've never heard before. Like, wow, you could put those two words together?
Combined with the Lord.
I didn't see that. I never saw that coming. How did he do that? It's like really impressive, and now that he's good at golf,
I'm not good.
Doesn't happen. You don't hear it that much.
I once saw him curse at a potential higher power, and then hit a ball into the water, like off a tree and into the water, while a lightning strikes in the background.
I once saw him from about 140 yards hit another golfer with his ball, and then cuss at the guy for being in the way.
No.
It hit the guy in his stomach.
Why the hell were you standing there?
Hey, get the bleep bleep out of the way. What the hell are you doing? Oh, that did lay up nicely, though.
I'm assuming Frito just takes it in because it says Skin on a golf course is the Michelangelo of cussing.
Now, real quick, since it went there, I've got to mention a couple things about RJ Choppy.
This is effing incredible.
So yesterday, after our show, the Cowboys didn't have practice, so we had a little free time, and we got some golf in. And it was me and Skin against Choppy and Jeff Kavanaugh. Now, Skin did not finish the round because he's got chronic back issues.
It went in the tank hard.
But he fought through it for about 15 or 16 holes. Hole one, Choppy, from about 125 yards out.
Hold on. His tee shot was horrible. His second shot slammed into a tree and went sideways. Okay? And this is a par five.
Yeah.
So he's lying to, he's hitting his third shot, and then that shot ends up being 100 yards off the green.
100 to 125 yards away.
He hasn't hit a good shot yet.
He's got a pitching wedge, and he puts it up, and I'm in the cart, we're driving. I said, oh, my God, he's all over it. bounces and rolls right in the hole.
What?
He holds out in the hole. He holds out from 125 after three bad shots.
It acts so like it's eagled? Nothing.
No, he birdied.
Oh, he birdied because it was okay.
Three bad shots and he holds out from 125.
Wow.
Now, at one point, Choppy hits a ball over the green and it rolls down this mountain. And he goes down to get it about 100 yards underneath a tree.
Yeah.
Everyone else just lets the ball go. And he's like, no, I got it.
He goes into Narnia to try to hit out.
And there's no positive thing that comes out of that. He ends up, it doesn't matter. It's just funny that he went down there. Later in the round, he is off the green a little bit. And I've got my putter and my pitching wedge. I'm up on the green. And he goes, I didn't bring my wedge. KT, give me your wedge. He's off the green. I said, okay, hand it to him. He goes up to the ball. He goes, is this a gap wedge or what is this? He's asking me what type of club it is. And think about this. We're playing against each other, too. He proceeds to chip it in with my club. It was unnecessary trash talk is what it was.
Yeah.
He asked, can I borrow your club? What club is it? And then watch me hole out with your club.
And we're playing cards, so he had to make that shot to win the hole. Choppy is so good. What did he shoot, a 74?
He shot a 74.
Choppy is so good, dude.
Wow. So how did Kavanaugh do, and how did you do before your back took you out?
Kavanaugh had the best run I've ever seen him had. He parred three consecutive holes, and then at the turn, he slammed into a cliff.
Hit, what, a 99 or something?
Yeah. So I for being compromised, we kept in there. We actually got up on Choppy and Kavanaugh. Like, we were winning money.
We ended up, the money was nothing, really, is what it ended up as.
And we'd gotten in the hole early, but when I got to hole, like, 14, I couldn't even turn anymore. So I was just worthless.
It was pathetic.
God, RJ's good at everything, man.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Fresh Atlantic salmon portions, 7-ounce farm-raised, including marinated portions, just $5.99 each. Delicious Hass avocados or mangoes, 4 for $5, or just $1.25 each. This week's digital deal is the delicious Sumo Citrus, $2.47 per pound, limit 4 pounds. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, football fans, are you obsessed with the game?
Oh, yeah.
Do you find yourself looking for breakdowns from every angle? For those who can't get enough, subscribe to Brian Baldinger's podcast, The Best Football Show, where he discusses the top teams and players from around the league each week.
That's what I watched this week, a dominant performance.
New episodes drop every weekday, including Trench Talk Tuesdays with former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth. Make sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.